no. Now, I ain't doing it that way. See, here's the deal. You misunderstood me because you don't. I just don't think you understand, but I want to know how much McCrory's, because that's where I bought it, how much McCrory's will charge me to fix this bubble blower. I want the one that, this is the one I bought. This is the bubble blower I've been using. And this is the bubble blower that I want repaired because I dropped the sumbitch and stepped on it. I don't want a new bubble blower. I don't want a new bubble blower. I only want you to repair the bubble blower that I bought originally. I can't do that. Now listen, and you can't do that either. You can't say you can't do that. You can't repair it for me because I bought it here. And y'all stand behind your products. Now, you come in, I've got to get it repaired. It's just like a car to me. I mean, I use my bubble blower all the goddamn time. I'm a pretty good bubble blower. I can blow bubbles pretty goddamn good if you want to know the truth. And I think you're beginning to talk, see? You're getting on the thing. That's the deal about the spirituality. The whole thing, you can see. Okay, I can get a new bubble blower. Let's just say I can get a new bubble blower. But if I get a new bubble blower, it'll blow a few bubbles, right? Oh, you dip it in, blows the goddamn bubbles. But it won't have the spirituality of bubbles that the original bubble blower had before I broke it. Now, that's why I say I want the original bubble blower back. No, I'm not going to do, no. I don't, now listen, you just can't, I cannot go away. You'll just have to call and hire authority on this. I am not leaving the store until I can talk to someone about this matter. I don't like you dismissing it that quickly. It's just being, you know, either me trying to come in here and put you on or something. I mean, God damn it, I bought the fucking thing here and I want it fixed. And I mean it. Well, it's fuck you. I don't care if you don't like that end of it. God damn it, a bubble blower is a spiritual fucking thing to me. And I have a right to get mine fixed because I cannot blow my goddamn bubbles as well with a new piece of plastic bullshit bubble blower like you have in your fucking store today. I want my old goddamn bubble blower back. And I bought it here. And you're going to repair it. I ain't taking no goddamn new, probably, I bet your new bubble blowers are made fucking in Japan, aren't they? Right? Right? Made in Japan? Piece of shit bubble blowers? Okay, My bubble blower was made in fucking Belgium. Nobody makes bubble blowers like the Belgian people, man. Any goddamn bubble blower knows that. Shit. Oh, God. Listen, lady, don't try and threaten me with that police crap. You're gonna call the police if I don't calm down. You know that I know my legal rights. Are you kidding? You think I'd be in here if I didn't? Your store guarantees the products that it sells, and it offers in advertising that you put in your paper every day that you stand 100% behind your products and will either return the purchase price or repair the item. I choose the repair of my bubble blower as agreed to in the common law about advertising in our papers. Now, I don't want to have to take you to court over this bubble blower, but my bubble blower is a spiritual bubble blower of extreme importance. And I want it glued back the fuck together. I will not accept a cheap Japanese glossed over piece of crap bullshit bubble blower. Right? Now here it is. And I want it back in 10 days. If I come back to this goddamn McCrory piece of shit store and my bubble blower is not the fuck repaired, I will cut your goddamn throat. Don't fuck me with my bubble blower.